Life is sweet. Let it sweep you off your feet.
Hi, you're listening to Find Your Joy. If you're looking for ways to thrive rather than survive in a world that can seem rather chaotic, you're in the right place. We will be sharing stories of our own as well as those from guests who have found ways to bring hope, healing, and freedom into places where trauma has impacted them. I'm Allie, author of The Art of Healing Trauma, and I'm here to remind you that life is sweet. Now, let's dive in and find ways to create our joy. Hi, this is Allie in Find Your Joy, and ooh-wee, do we have a fabulous, fabulous time for you this week. This week we have with us the founder and CEO, tough guy himself, Mike Bescherer, a.k.a. Eddie Osborne, and I think he's maybe turned into a heel. I'm not sure. I'm going to get more information, but Mike, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Oh, I'm so excited to have you. I'm a big fan. I did not ever know I was going to be a pro wrestling fan. Who knew that was going to happen? But you know what? I have learned so much about it in the last few years since my son and grandson became involved, and I've watched you create this beautiful community of people. It's a family. I love it so much. And I don't know, how did you get started in wrestling? Like, were you a kid thinking I want to do this one day? How did that all start?
I don't think I knew I could do it as a kid. I was just a kid who loved it. Watched it on TV on Saturdays because that's what we got it then. And just growing up, one of my buddies, Elian Habanero, his name's Clay Wilson. He's also from Campbell River. He's like, I'm going to wrestling school. I'm like, pardon me? And so he graduated and moved to Ontario to the Hart Relic School of Wrestling. And I'm like, wow, he's doing it. So he went from the backyard to becoming a pro wrestler, and he came back and he had a VHS tape and he plugged her in and showed us one of his matches when he came home at Christmas. I'm like, I gotta do this. Like, I love this. This is my favorite thing to do. So a year later, because I was a year younger than him, I graduated, boned up. My parents somehow made it work financially. And I got to go to Ontario and start my journey in this wild world of pro wrestling.
Oh my gosh. So what's the name of the school? Let's give them a shout out. Where'd you go?
Well, the school, it was the Hart Brothers School of Wrestling, is ran by kind of a shady dude, but
I can edit that if we don't want it in there. That's fine.
No. The trainers though were amazing people. Juan Ortiz, Sid Summers, that's their wrestling names. They were amazing. And then there's so many other great people at that school, Gaza, and then all my friends who I ended up growing up and becoming a family with. So.
And so like, how long does a person go to school when you're first out of the gate? How long did you spend there?
Well, I got pretty lucky because I went there and Eileen was still there. So I had my first match within 3 weeks.
Oh.
But we also backyarded together. We knew each other. And they gave him a chance to have a match with me. So that was pretty amazing. But it takes as long as it takes you. You learn at your own speed, right? Like, if you don't get it, you don't get it. And we got to keep working on it until you do. So it's kind of, it can be 6 months, it could be a year, it could be a year and a half. But Lionsgate in Vancouver, they got a school there, a really great school there, and their motto is training never ends. And it's kind of very true. Like, we're always learning more, and I think that's just a great way to think about it. It never ends, is training. But I started having my matches pretty early on compared to some people.
Right. And so you were in Ontario, you've had your first few matches. How long did you actually stay, and when did you come on back to beautiful British Columbia, where you belonged in the first place?
Who knew how beautiful it was here until I moved away?
Yeah.
I moved in 2001 and I came back in 2013. So it took me a while to get back. I thought it might be just a year and I come back and wrestle locally and see what happened, but life took over there, and I ended up starting my own school. I ended up starting my own promotion, and ended up having family. So that's just how it went.
Ah, that's beautiful. So when you came here, you did, or I'm saying that like a statement, I'm meaning it as a question. Let me rephrase that. So when you came here, did you know you already were established as a school and what you were doing, and you knew you were going to bring that to Vancouver Island?
I wasn't really sure at the time. I wanted to, but I was trying to think if there's anything else I could do in this world. But there really isn't. Wrestling is my life. Life is wrestling. That's Ilian Habanero saying, and it's very true for me. I love it, and it's my passion, and I get to do it every day. I get to teach people. I get to run events. I get to watch it every day. So I get to do something not many people do, and that's just love my job. And this is wrestling.
Right. What is that? What's that saying? If you love what you do, you never work a day in your life, right?
Yeah, I'm sure.
So the training is so people. So I'm gonna say I know that how my son got into it was he was driving down the road and literally just saw the sign and kind of went like it was not on his radar at all. And then all of a sudden it's everything he's doing. And it, so
Exactly.
is it a bit of a mix? What how who like who's coming? Like how's that working?
I think you get the diehard fans who search it out online, and then you have people that see a sign. Or you have people that come to a local event and they hear about there is training and they're like, well, I've always wanted to do that. They didn't do it in their younger years. And now they may be able to carve out some time to do that. And we get to go about it that way. So, like, there's all different walks of life that come into this. And I think that's part of the beauty of it all.
Yeah, I can remember going to my first event because I'm very open about it. I wasn't really fond of wrestling before. Like I didn't really see what people were so attracted to. And then I went to go watch Rad Dad, give him a shout out, my son Ryan. And what I saw there was this incredible community of people. And that was part of the thing that I didn't understand that that's what happens here, is that these people, they come together and they're like, they've got their, you know, there's fan favorites and there's other people and some people like the heels. And so what's the name? The heels are the bad guys. And what's the other name?
Baby faces.
Baby faces. I didn't know that. I don't think I ever knew that's what they, that's awesome.
Yeah, so
And so there, you know, and people have kind of their favorites. And we saw people, my husband and I went, and we saw people that he knew from work. I mean, these are like we're talking men in their 50s and 60s who are like with everything in them, like they're wah, they're screaming, they're so into it. And at first I was just so swept up in that moment. I was like, it's so loud in here. What is happening? And then I started going to a few events and I saw the kids, I saw the children light up, and I saw the wrestlers take time to spend time with the kids before and after and make sure they felt made people feel really special. And it was just so much fun. I was like, this is, I didn't know this existed. This is like this little jewel.
Where else can you go and yell at people and have a great time doing such a thing, cheer people
Yes.
on from the age of very young to very old? Everyone loves pro wrestling if they or they hate it.
Right,
But
I
you come
guess.
to it and it's such a great thing. You get to go and forget about life for a little while and just get into our stories that we're trying to show you guys.
And that's what I love about it. I it is it, so here's another thing. It's these beautiful stories that are being created. So it's I used to think of it like, I'm just going to be honest, I thought, oh, there was a fakeness to it. And then I understood when I started to watch it. Well, first of all, the stories are wonderful. So that's what's constantly unfolding. But what is real and hardcore is the athleticism. And that blew my mind because I didn't, you know, if you've never been there, if you've never seen people really sweating, really diving around, really getting tackled, really getting slammed down, really diving out of a ring, really landing on chairs, like this is all real. This is happening. And I'm just like, I'm sure that people train to minimize the risk of injury, but how real this is. And like my son always has to text me, I promise you I'm okay, mom. Because I'm like, what the what is
He might
going
lie sometimes.
on? I think he probably does. One time he did have an injury and it like took him like he said everything was fine and then but then he didn't go to work on the Monday. Like a broken or sprained something, it does something. It's like, no, I'm okay. I just needed to take a few days off. But that's what I found was the community and the family. Like our daughter, she goes to every single, like she is, nothing will stop her. And everybody Here's what I love about it. The wrestlers, it's like they all have specialized training in making people feel special. Like that's a really, really lovely gift to the community, because I see people who some come from places that maybe life has gone really well for them, and some people come from places that maybe life has not been so kind. And the wrestlers, it does not matter. They make every single fan feel like they are part of this, and that is something that, like, there's just no way to put a dollar tag to that or anything else. When you have a group of people come together, and it's just such a community. Oh, I love it.
I think that's the special part about all the wrestlers. They are very thankful that we have all these fans here and coming out and supporting us and being part of 365 Pro Wrestling or just live pro wrestling in general. But everything's so close. You can feel this, the hits. You can see it visually, the markings on bodies and just what everyone gives. So you guys all respect that as fans, and we want to respect you for being there. If you weren't there, we wouldn't couldn't do the show, right? So wrestling in front of no one wouldn't be fun. And then yeah, people like Rad Dad and like Hiroko and Inferno, when they get to see the little kids, they're superheroes to them,
They
and it's pretty
are.
amazing to be just no, we're nobodies, we're just people. And then these children or even adults, they come up to you and they want to be part of this story and talk to you, and this kid's looking up to you, and it's a pretty amazing thing.
It is an amazing thing, and it was it for me. I mean, hey, I'm as usual, I'm late to the game. I'm like, everybody else has known this for decades. I was like, I couldn't believe how, like, you just see these little kids who are so into it, and then a wrestler kind of stops whatever they're doing to engage with that child, and all of a sudden you just see that little kid just fill up with just so much joy and happiness and just a feeling of connection, because, well, we all want connection. Now, in wrestling, the connections can be a little less pleasant at times if it's a fist, but not in terms of the fans and stuff like that. So once you came here and you started it, did you know you're in Campbell River? Did you start your school in Campbell River?
I did, and it failed miserably. It didn't fail right away. We had actually a really good class. Our first class was amazing. We had Nolan James in there. We had Vico in there. We had Legacy in there. Judas, Icarus, and Brett Matthews, and then it just kept growing and growing and growing. And it was really good. We wrestled in front of no one, and they learned how to wrestle in front of five people and connect with those five people. So now, when they wrestle in front of several hundred people, they or thousands of people in certain people's case, they know how to connect with all of them. And that's pretty sweet way they got to learn. And then just wasn't financially doable to keep it up in Campbell River. So now we're in Victoria. And I drive down there Tuesdays, and I stay the night, and then I train Tuesday night, Wednesday night. Haviko usually comes with me, or a Nolan James type guy, and then I go home Tuesday, Thursday. We do laundry, and then Friday, Saturday we got shows again. So we're pretty busy with the wrestling right now, and it's pretty amazing to be able to be that busy.
It is, right? Because I'm thinking that you were doing this, and then that COVID hit, and that probably, like for the rest of the planet, that was its own thing. But then, and I think what I'm guessing is, like, I remember when I first started going to the shows, most people had still were wearing masks. There was a lot of unsurety in the world in general, and certainly in a closed event. The first one I went to was in the summer, so the doors were open, helped people a little bit through that whole thing. But then all of a sudden, like, it just everybody. What I love about it is, well, I love the athletes. Like when I watch people doing flips and running around the rings and diving off stuff, I'm like, oh my gosh, how is anyone? Oh, and the women. That's impressive. That's so amazing to me.
Very talented. Very talented.
Yeah, I'm like, how does somebody even so that's just wow. Now, okay, so you're running all these different shows, and I see also something goes on in Guelph, Ontario. Now, is that a 365 thing?
Yep. So we started as the Pure Wrestling Association 2005, and we did events in Guelph, Kitchener, Hamilton, all around the area. And then when I moved in 2013, Guelph was kind of our hub. It was our main show. So we still do events out there. Lenny Lilac and Eazy-E are Kearney helped me out with that. But with the world, the way we can communicate nowadays, we can do this. I can tell the guys what I'd like to do. I can pay them with e-transfers. So it makes it pretty easy. And then we have video to show everybody what we're doing. So that's pretty cool. And then Lenny runs some shows on the side under our banner. We're trying to explore that more, is get a couple more people maybe running under a banner so we can get even bigger and bigger.
Right. Oh, that's well, everything grand starts with
Yeah.
little, the little
Well,
steps. You do these.
when we changed to 365, it was in 2020. I just wanted to, PWA was my baby. It's my biggest thing I've ever done, other than my kid. But
Yeah.
it was so big to me, and it felt stale. So I had to like kill it. And then I wanted to create something new, which was 365 Pro Wrestling. And I knew if I didn't do a really good job with it and have all these people help me support it and bring it up, that I'd be
Yes.
pretty upset that I let something so special go. So we had to recreate something pretty big, but it was a leap year. So it was actually 366 days that year. And then COVID hit. We ran shows as many as we possibly could. And it was pretty awesome. The guys came and bust their tails for me and wrestled in front of 30 people and had matches as if there was 30,000 people there. They really
Yes.
worked so hard, and it kind of helped us grow a little bit because word of mouth was getting out. And then we came back out of COVID, and it just kept growing a little bit at a time. And then the school helps, so family and friends come out. They tell people, so it's a lot of word of mouth. And then we try and advertise as well, obviously. But
Yeah.
it's that connection where somebody somehow knows somebody, or they just had a good time when they went. And it just keeps growing, and it's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Well, it's awesome. It really reminds me of, playing in bands back in the day when I
Yeah.
was playing in bands. Like, you have to give your all, whether there's two people in the room or 200 or 2,000. You just,
Exactly.
or because, well, for one thing, if you don't give your all, why show up?
Yep.
That's, I mean, just why bother showing up? But beyond that, we never know who's watching.
100%.
We never know. That one person could have been a promoter. You don't, so beyond that, just have some integrity and have some pride in what we do. Beyond that, we don't know who's watching. And if we thought that it was people weren't watching everywhere before, we look at this. Everyone has this. And they're catching that. And whatever is the good, the bad, and the ugly, and everything we create is out there for the world to see before you've got out of the ring. That could have been seen by a million people. So you want it to be something worthy. So I get that. But that's a lot of gear. I carried in a PA system, and that was heavy. But I'm looking at what it takes. Like, okay, so now you've got it down. How long does it take to set up for a match? How long is that?
It depends. It depends which ring we got. We got three different rings right now, so which one we use. But the big one is just heavier. So some guys, it takes a little longer to get up. But maybe like we got it pretty good. We can get the small ring set up with the banners and all that with about an hour, hour and 15 minutes. And the bigger ring is about 2 hours. But it's just a little heavier. And but with the right people and everyone working together, even though
Yeah.
they don't love lifting those heavy objects and putting them all together, it goes pretty quick. And that's kind of where you bond too, right? We're all taking shots at each other, just talking about life in general or what's
That's
going on with
right.
them or this guy, so or girl. So it's just kind of where we bond.
Oh, that's awesome. And then I'm thinking, okay, so that's all right. So it takes you a couple hours to set up and you're bonding, and that's nice. But then you have this night where everyone is absolutely stretched to the max. You're pouring in sweat. The muscles are aching. You have new muscles you didn't even know you had, and now they're aching. I didn't even know I could hurt that part of my body. I didn't know
Right.
that part of my body existed before. And then all of a sudden, and now everybody's gone, and it's time to spend 2 hours, or I don't know if it takes the same amount of time to undo it as it does to do it. But maybe even longer in some cases. I don't know how that works, but that's a long night.
It is. It definitely is. But everyone tries to help out and it's on to the next show.
That's
So
awesome.
it's just what it is.
Yeah.
Part of it, right?
Yeah. And but then you also have, like, I see wrestlers in between their matches, they're working the concession stand, they're working the merch tables, they're doing all kinds of things. I have noticed that as you grow and as time goes on, that there is more and more volunteers coming, people wanting to be part of
Definitely.
this. Oh my gosh, like, that's really awesome, right? That's happening is great.
They're so helpful.
Oh.
Everyone who's like volunteering, like camera people too, and like door people, and just it helps so much, and it just continues to grow. So I think that's also helps with the school. We have a lot of people who come, and sometimes it might not be for you, but you still want to be around it somehow, so you
Yeah.
can help out and be part of the shows, or maybe help us fly, or just be part of our big extended family.
Yeah, that's awesome. I remember when when our daughter Jessie went when she went up that one time to she was like, I think she texted me before she left. Like, she's 4'11" and just really little, and she loved it so much. She really hoped that it would work, and she right away, yeah, this isn't for me. I will just be the best fan they ever had. That's what she said to me. I will be the best fan
And
they ever had
she
because I
is.
can't do this.
No, it is cool though, because with Ryan and Rad Dad, and then Cash was coming in. Because at first I said no, because Cash was very young, and I'm like,
Yes.
I can't do it, I'm sorry. And then Ryan just was really like, persistent on, could you give us a try? And I'm like, all right. But since then, it's been pretty amazing to see them grow, and like they're doing it together. They're in the ring, they're having fun together, they're working out together, they're taking the big slams, and it's just fun to see those two compete and
Yeah.
also look after each other and be proud of each other. And so that's one of the great joys of being a trainer, right? Getting to stay young forever, watching these people chase their dreams.
Right, it's just so yeah. I'll say that as the mom and the nana watching that. I mean, I they all know. Oh, Nana's gonna cry because how do you not see that kind of a beautiful thing when you see a father and son doing that together? It's just so incredible. But that you guys facilitated that, and like you said, Cassius is young. He's almost 17 now, but he was probably about 14-ish when he started hanging around. And unfortunately, because he's over 6 feet tall, everyone kind of thinks he's going to be like he's still his bones are still developed, things like that are going on, right? And that's what Ryan had said. Well, we have to watch that because yes, he might be bigger than a lot of people, but
Still growing.
he's still growing. And but now I thought, and I couldn't believe the improvement in everyone. Like, so yes, my grandson, I was blown away last Saturday when we went to the match. It was amazing. But I watch everyone. Like, I watch Becky Beach coming back from a pretty significant injury. I
Very
you know
much.
Br Brendan sorry I don't
Crofton.
pardon
Crofton.
Yeah, thanks. I get a little bit crossed over of people's wrestling name and stuff. Sometimes I get a little bit mixed up, but yeah, I mean, he had a significant, like, all these people in there. Just when I hear about these things, Ryan was wrestling with somebody and a snap occurred and something broke. Like, I'm just like, and then that guy, no names or anything, but I'm just, that guy finished his match somehow. Ryan didn't realize what had happened, and that Rad Dad didn't know. And that guy finished his match. Like, how did these? It blows my mind. Like, I'm just, anybody who's listening, if there is a, especially like a local, what a local pro wrestling organization, what is it called when it's, is it, is that the correct
Yeah,
term?
indie pro wrestling,
Indie,
independent pro
thank you. That's
wrestling.
the word I was looking for. If you have an indie pro wrestling in your area on the island 365, oh my gosh, it's so amazing. But anywhere you are in the world that you're listening to this, check it out, because I promise you are not going to find a more committed group of people that are community minded, who are athletes, who are just will give their literally their blood, sweat, and tears for you. Like, it's, oh, it's craziness. It's wonderful. It's just,
It's everyone living their dreams and being able to bring it to you. So every time they're out there, like you're getting everyone's all, you're getting their passion, you get to actually feel it. It's raw, it's true. And with the big ones, it's awesome. Like watch those too. But like if
Yeah,
you
for
get a
sure.
chance, I think it's one of the greatest things on earth to even if you're not a pro wrestling fan, not a wrestling fan at all, if you go there and you just hang out and you get a couple of drinks if you desire, you cannot if you desire. There's all kinds of food, beverage, and all that. That's great. But like you just get into the atmosphere of all the wrestling and you get caught up in it, or it's not for you. But definitely check it out. I think it's worth the risk.
It is. Well, I'm going to tell you that a friend of mine through the music community, and this is a woman who she like there's basically nothing she doesn't taste on the smorgasbord of life in terms of musically things. But last year, out of nowhere, like usually she's saying, "Oh my gosh, I found this little band and this little club," or "I saw this, busker here," or, "I went to this big show." Or, she's just this amazing woman who is always going out there and doing stuff. And if she didn't start posting wrestling videos, and she was like, "Okay, I just..." And it was when you were in James Bay, and she lived in James Bay. She happened upon it, and she watched it, and she was blo and then she started going to wrestling. She was like, "I can't even believe the energy." And that's for her. It was the energy of the place. It was the crowd. It was just how it was so electric in there, and she was blown away by it. And that's one of the things that, that's a top-down job, Mike. Like that's something that you've created. I hope that you're really proud of what you created,
I
because
always think it's not me. It's everyone who wants it. I can give a canvas to people, and it doesn't matter who your trainer is in a way. It does. You should have a good trainer, but if you really want it, you're gonna find your success. You're gonna find your path. And I think that's same with our wrestling shows. Like we have great matches and everything, but I just get to put some stuff together, and they actually do it. I don't tell them how to wrestle, what to do, all that. Like they bring their passion, their love to it, and that's what everyone feels. And I think that's why it is so special. It's everybody's contribution. I just get to be the guy who gets to be the boss, but it's what it is.
Wow. Well, you've done a good thing here.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, thank you. So, thanks so much for coming and hanging out. I mean, this has just been great. It's nice to chat with you, because basically the only time I ever see you is on match night and not getting great conversations. Oh, hey, I want to give a shout out to two people before I forget, though. And please forgive me, because I don't know if I remember everybody's names rightly, correctly. But so Damon, the
Yep.
I don't even sure what to call Damon. What is...
Well, he does all kinds of our video. He runs around and makes sure those lights are up so the production looks good. He handles a lot of our production. And now he's starting to get into the ring, so it's pretty cool that way too.
That's awesome. And your fabulous announcer woman,
Yep.
remind me of her name.
Lauren.
Lauren, yeah.
Sydney Strode is her wrestling name, sorry.
What is her name?
Sydney Strode is her wrestling name, but
Sydney Strode,
Lauren.
yeah. So she does a great job too. So I didn't wanted to make sure. I wish I could name everybody by name, but I thought there's a few people that handle the things that we see all the time. Oh, and also a shout out to the ref who got his first, and my husband was the one who shouted out undefeated. So that was really awesome, and I loved that he was the ref, and then he had a wrestling match and he won a belt, and then the belt was retired, and then he went back to reffing, and his name is...
His name's Tim Chason, and he's big shout out to him. He's the whole ref and show to us. Ronnie's a great ref too, and he's getting really good, and he's a huge part of our team. But Tim joined us right away in 2013, and he's been reffing ever since. He's the man who we train in his ring. We used his ring for years and years and years. We still use it. His passion for wrestling is amazing, and everything he's ever done for us, and like just he's ref shows all by himself many, many of times. And it
Yeah.
was a cool moment to build up to this big match between him and Josh Cadwell, and they pulled it off fantastically. And it was one of the greatest nights, and I think it's something he'll remember forever. I know I will, a lot of the guys will. It was a moment, and that's what we make moments. And it was so special, and then we want to go another way, so it was a nice way to tell that story into another story, bring it around, and see what we do next.
That's awesome. Making moments count. I love this, right? That's awesome. And his welcome, his standing ovation when he came in, it was pretty powerful. Well,
Amazing.
everybody, this is the wrestling community. I'm telling you, if you don't know about it yet, you want to check it out because it's an amazing time. It's an affordable night. You can go out with the kid. Everybody can go out and have a really good time together. You don't need a babysitter. You just all show up there and have fun. It's a great night. So, Mike, again, thanks so much. I will make sure that we'll have your upcoming events posted and all your social media links so people know how to get a hold of you. They're wondering, hey, how the heck do I get to go see one of these shows? Well, let me tell you, you're going to know because it's going to be on the show notes and then you're going to find your way. It's going to be a lot of fun. So, thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It was a great time.
Yeah, thank you. And it's Allie with Find Your Joy. Please remember to like and subscribe. Thanks so much for joining me today. If you found a piece of your joy in this episode, I would love to hear about what came up for you so that we can continue to grow the impact of this show. Thanks again. See you soon. And remember, find your joy.